CD 4.
Chapter 7. First sight and second thoughts. Glint, glisten, glitter, gleam. Tiffany thought a lot about words in the long hours of churning butter. Onomatopoeic, she discovered in the dictionary, meant words that sounded like the noise of the thing they were describing, like cuckoo. But she thought there should be a word meaning a word that sounds like the noise a thing would make if that thing made a noise, even though actually it doesn't, but would if it did. Glint, for example. If light made a noise as it reflected off a distant window, it'd go glint. And the light of tinsel, all those little glints chiming together, would make a noise like glitter, glitter. Gleam was a clean, smooth noise from a surface that intended to shine all day. And glisten was the soft, almost greasy sound of something rich and oily. The little cave contained all of these at once. There was only one candle, which smelled of sheep fat, but gold plates and cups gleamed, glistened, glinted and glittered, the light back and forth, until the one little flame filled the air with a light that even smelled expensive. The gold surrounded the bed of the Kelda, who was sitting up against a pile of pillows. She was much, much fatter than the male Pixies. She looked as if she'd been made of round balls of slightly squashy dough and was the colour of chestnuts. Her eyes were closed as Tiffany slid in, but they flicked open the moment she'd stopped pulling herself forward. They were the sharpest eyes she'd ever seen, much sharper even than Miss Tick's.
"So you'll be Sarah Aching's wee girl," said the Kelda.
"Yes, I mean I," said Tiffany. It wasn't very comfortable lying on her stomach. "And you're the Kelda?"
"I mean yes," said the Kelda.
And the round face became a mass of lines as the Kelda smiled.
"What was your name now?"
"Tiffany, Kelda." Fionn had turned up from some other part of the cave and was sitting down on a stool by the bed, watching Tiffany intently with a disapproving expression.
"A good name. In our tongue you'd be Tifan, land under wave," said the Kelda.
"I don't think anyone meant to name.
Ach, what people mean to do and what is done are two different things," said the Kelda.
Her little eyes shone.
"Your wee brother is safe, child. You could say he's safer where he is now than he ever has been. No mortal else can touch him. The Queen would nae harm a hair of his head, and there's the evil o' it. Help me up here, girl."
Fionn leapt up immediately and helped the Kelda struggle up higher amongst her cushions.
"Where was I?" the Kelda continued. "Ah, the wee laddie. Aye, you could say he bides well where he is, in the Queen's own country. But I dare say there's a mother grieving."
"And his father, too," said Tiffany.
"And his wee sister," said the Kelda.
Tiffany felt the words, "yes, of course," trot automatically onto her tongue. She also knew that it would be very stupid to let them go any further. The little old woman's dark eyes were seeing right into her head.
"Aye, you're a born hag right enough," said the Kelda, holding her gaze. "You've got that little bitty bit inside of you that holds on, right? The bitty bit that watches the rest of you. 'Tis the first sight and second thoughts you have, and 'tis a wee gift and a big curse to you. You see and hear what others canna. The world opens up its secrets to you, but you're always like the person at the party with the wee drink in the corner who canna join in. There's a little bitty bit inside you that will nae melt and flow. You're Sarah Aching's line right enough. The lad's fetched the right one."
Tiffany didn't know what to say to that, so she didn't say anything. The Kelda watched her, eyes twinkling, until Tiffany felt awkward.
"Why would that queen take my brother?" she asked eventually. "And why is she after me?" "You think she is?" "Well, yes, actually. I mean, Jenny might have been a coincidence, but the horsemen, and the Grimhounds, and taking Wentworth." "She's bending her mind to you," said the Kelda. "When she does, something of her world passes into this one. Maybe she just wants to test you."